They say never mix business with pleasure, but what about love? Many couples start businesses together, but without the right legal setup, things can go wrong. Very, very wrong. Let's talk about how to protect both your business and your relationship. I'm Julie King, an intellectual property, business, and estate planning lawyer with King Patent and Business Law. This Valentine's Day week, I'm talking about the intellectual property of love, but what I'm saying applies year-round. So here's some legal must-haves for couple entrepreneurs. Have a business agreement. Just like a marriage, a business needs clear expectations. A partnership agreement or LLC operating agreement should outline who owns what, decision-making power, and what happens if one partner wants to leave. You also need to choose the right structure. Forming an LLC or corporation and running it properly protects your personal assets in case of lawsuits or business debt in a way a partnership usually can't. Finally, plan for breakups. No, really. If the relationship ends, what happens to the business? Without a plan, you could end up in legal battles over ownership. Just ask any family law lawyer you know. A good plan for dealing with the business in a breakup is like having a good prenup. Speaking of which, if you have a prenuptial agreement, make sure any terms in it about the business match the terms in the business's operating documents about a business breakup. Good business planning is good for a relationship. Good business planning can help a romantic relationship weather a business disaster and can help the business weather a romantic disaster. Here's a red flag. Don't assume we trust each other, we love each other is good enough. Even married business partners should protect themselves legally. It's simply foolish not to. Here's another red flag. If your romantic partner doesn't think it's important to protect themselves, you, and the relationship with good business planning, then are they really someone you want to go into business with? Might be great as a romantic partner and a spouse, might not be the greatest as a business partner. But here's a good sign. A romantic partner who is enthusiastic about making sure both of you individually and the relationship are protected by good business planning is someone who understands the future, is always uncertain, and wants to make sure it's not unnecessarily problematic. Here's a really important tip. If you're working with a lawyer to form your business or draft or update your operating documents, know that a lawyer can't represent both of you in that situation. The lawyer will either be representing the business or one of you as an individual. That's because each of you and the business may have competing interests. That doesn't mean you're adversarial. It just means that what's best for you might not be what's best for your partner or what's best for the business. It's a good idea to have separate counsel when drafting or updating your business's operating documents. That way, each of you has someone looking out for your best interest. And when you're hiring an attorney to help you with things like that, it's probably better for the relationship to make sure you're not hiring the kind of attorney that is confrontational and goes for the throat right out of the gate, but rather hire an attorney that is willing to take a collegial and collaborative approach with your best interests in mind. For better or for worse, applies in both business and in love. Going into business with a romantic partner has some complicated aspects beyond what a regular business relationship has. That doesn't mean it's a bad idea. It just means you need to be extra careful with your business planning and make sure the business is addressed in your nuptial and estate planning documents. Everything will be easier if you know you've planned well for whatever the future brings. Have you ever built a business with a romantic partner? What was your experience? Drop a comment below.